We need first to understand the immune system.
Personalized vaccines maximize the immune response.
The project has planted the seeds of collaboration.
Participants play an important role here.
Clinical trials are currently still not inclusive.
The vaccine aims to generate an immune response.
It's highly immunogenic.
Vigilance remains essential.
Include people with immunocompromising conditions.
Children and adolescents.
Vaccines have saved countless lives for centuries.
Hello, and a warm welcome to RBD Cove Talks, a podcast proudly brought to you by the RBD Cove Project. In this series, we will embark together on a knowledge-packed journey to explore and discuss the world of vaccine clinical trials. For each episode, we will be joined by our dedicated team of experts who have been at the forefront of this pioneering project. Together, we will understand how vaccine clinical trials work and talk through interesting topics such as inclusion criteria in a vaccine clinical trial, personalized vaccines, and what exactly immunological memory is. So, fasten your seatbelts, dear listeners, as we delve into the heart of vaccines research and development. Stay tuned for RBD Cove Talks. RBD Cove is a European project funded by the Horizon Europe program that aims to test the efficacy, tolerability, and safety of Bimervax, the vaccine for COVID-19 developed by IPRA. IPRA. In 5 minutes, what is a recombinant protein vaccine? This is the first episode of our podcast series. In today's episode, we will be discussing what a recombinant protein vaccine is with our special guest, Antonio Barreiro, IPRA Human Health Project Leader Researcher, who has been closely working with his colleague, Luis Riera, IPRA Medical Scientific Liaison. Thanks, Antonio, for joining us. So, what exactly is a recombinant protein vaccine?
Before we start, let's back up a little bit. All vaccines are based on administering a combination of substances to the person receiving the vaccine in order to induce an immune response that invokes protection against infection by the targeted pathogen, usually a virus or a bacteria, so that the person does not contract the disease or has a reduced degree of that disease. The difference between vaccines directed against the same pathogen lies in the type of substances that are part of the compound used to induce the immune response in the vaccinated person. This includes the antigen, which is the key element that stimulates protection against a particular disease.
Tell us more about the antigen. What is it?
The antigen is the part of the pathogen capable of triggering the activation of the immune system of the vaccinated person. It can come from a variety of sources. For example, it can be the inactivated or the attenuated pathogen itself. Alternatively, key parts of the pathogen can be used, usually proteins from its surface. The antigen provides the necessary information so that, once inoculated, the cells of the immune system induce an immune response that will protect the person in case of contact with the pathogen. The final goal is to prevent the development of the disease or significantly reduce its severity.
What type of antigen is used in recombinant protein vaccines?
In recombinant protein vaccines, the antigen used to induce a response of the immune system are proteins of the pathogen, or parts of these proteins which are produced in the laboratory. In the case of the SARS-CoV-2 virus causing COVID-19, the main protein involved in the infection process is the spike protein, which is located on the virus surface. It is therefore the main candidate for vaccine design. Recombinant proteins are produced on a large scale by cells that are widely used in biotechnology for the manufacture of drugs of biological origin, and then purified to ensure their efficacy and safety. To get the cultivated cells to produce the desired protein, they are genetically modified to provide them with the information to produce the product of interest. Small amounts of this purified protein are administered with the vaccine, which is usually accompanied by the adjuvant to enhance the immune system response.
Can recombinant protein vaccines transmit the disease for which they vaccinate?
No. These vaccines are produced by cells that are completely free of the virus against which the vaccine is produced. In addition, they only contain one or part of the virus protein and have no ability to infect the cells of the person receiving the vaccine or to generate the symptoms associated with the infection.
How many antigens can a recombinant vaccine carry?
In some cases, the vaccine may carry more than one associated antigen, especially when these are fragments of a protein, so that the immune system of the person receiving the vaccine will be able to recognize more proteins of the pathogen, or more parts of the same protein. Proteins from different variants or strains of the same virus can also be combined, thus broadening the spectrum of protection and maximizing the possibility of recognizing and neutralizing it. In some cases, proteins with more than one antigen in the same structure are synthesized, which can help to enhance the immune response against these antigens. In both cases, these are referred to as multivalent vaccines. Specifically, vaccines containing two antigens are known as bivalent.
What is the adjuvant?
An adjuvant is a substance that boosts the immune response of a vaccine. There are different types of adjuvants, and they are administered together with the recombinant protein of the vaccine, as it is usually not sufficient on its own to generate a strong immune response to protect the person being vaccinated. The purpose of the adjuvant is to promote and enhance the activation of the immune system of the vaccinated person, allowing a stronger response and invoking better protection against the virus or the pathogen. Also, the adjuvant can protect and stabilize the antigen during the vaccine storage, preserving its properties.
Well, now we know what recombinant protein vaccines are, but how do they work?
As I mentioned previously, the aim of a recombinant protein vaccine, and vaccines in general, is to provide the person receiving the vaccine with protection against future infection by the pathogen to which the vaccine is addressed. To achieve this, the vaccine aims to generate an immune response similar to the one that would happen if we were infected with the pathogen, but without developing the symptoms and disease that would normally be triggered by a natural infection. In this way, the immune system of the person being vaccinated acquires what is known as immune memory against the pathogen. This consists of a variety of response mechanisms that will be activated when the person comes in contact with the pathogen, which will prevent us from becoming infected, or if we do become infected, the symptoms and disease developed by the pathogen will be much milder.
Tell us more about what immunological memory is and how we get it.
The immunological memory is a complex mechanism in which different processes of the organism are involved simultaneously, but I will try to simplify it and make it understandable. When a pathogen encounters our immune system for the first time, the first responder is innate immunity. In the same way, when the first dose of a vaccine is administered, this is also the first part of the immune system that is activated in response to the antigen and enhanced by the presence of the adjuvant. Innate immunity is the first line of defense after the initial infection. It acts quickly, is non-specific, and does not generate memory, but it is the basis for acquiring the sought-after immune memory that will protect us against the pathogen. At this early stage, specific cells involved in innate immunity capture and present the antigen, and at the same time, they activate other cells of the immune system responsible for an immediate response against the pathogen, and also for inflammation. They are partly responsible for the local response at the administration site of the vaccine. On the other hand, these antigen-presenting cells are responsible for activating the so-called adaptive immunity, that is the key to the usefulness of a vaccine.
What is adaptive immunity?
Adaptive immunity is a slow response and generates a long-term defense. It is specific and has memory. Once developed, when presented with a pathogen, it remembers whether it had seen it before, and if so, responds more quickly. In response to the activation of adaptive immunity, on the one hand, specific antibodies are generated against the antigen that help fight the pathogen and prevent infection or spread of the pathogen. On the other hand, adaptive immunity generates a group of cells that remain in the body and retain the information necessary to recognize and respond to the pathogen. And this group of cells forms the immunological memory that will allow our body to respond more quickly and effectively against the pathogen in the long term, preventing the infection or the harmful symptoms characteristic of the disease.
So, what determines the usefulness of a recombinant protein vaccine?
There are several aspects. One, it has to be specific for the pathogen for which it is designed, but at the same time with sufficient disparity to recognize small variations in the pathogen over time. Two, it has to induce an adaptive immune response with a good level of neutralizing antibodies that recognize the pathogen and protect against infection or severe disease. And three, It is also important to generate a durable immunological memory to ensure efficient long-term protection so that frequent vaccinations are not necessary.
And that's everything for today. We hope you enjoyed the beginning of this journey. Join us for our next episode with Elena Belinchon from Asfalion. And if you want to find out more about the RBD Cove project, visit www.rbdcov.eu and follow us on our social media channels. You can find us on Twitter and LinkedIn with the name RBD Cove. See you next time.